Culture 4. The English Language. Exercises 4 and 5.
Today, in our series about the English language, we are talking about English as a global language. In the studio with me is Professor of Linguistics, Edward Higgins. Welcome, Professor Higgins.
Thank you.
So, can you tell us how English became a global language?
Yes, well, English spread around the world during the 18th and 19th centuries. At that time, Britain was a very powerful country and it had a large empire. English became the most important language in countries like Canada, Australia, and New Zealand, and a second language in countries such as Pakistan and India. It also became the first language in the USA.
And, of course, the USA is now the most powerful country in the world.
Yes, so English continues to be very important. The enormous influence of American culture since 1945 means that English is now, more than ever, a global language.
How important is the influence of technology?
Very important. English is already the language of popular culture, films and TV, and of science, business, aviation and tourism. It has now also become the language of the internet. About 55% of the world's websites are in English, and experts estimate that 80% of all emails are in English too.
Just how many English speakers are there?
That depends on how you count them. But there are about 335 million people who use English as their first language. In addition, there are about 430 million people who speak it as their second language, in countries like India, South Africa, and the West Indies.
And a lot of people learn English as a foreign language too, don't they?
Yes, about 750 million people learn English as a foreign language in over 100 countries.
So how many speakers is that in total?
About 1.5 billion speakers worldwide.
Wow, that's a lot of people. I guess not everyone is happy about how widespread and how important English is becoming.
That's right. Some people think English is too powerful. They see English as a threat to their own language. In Britain, for example, Welsh has only 500,000 speakers. Can it survive alongside English, which has 60 million? Maybe not. And people in other countries don't like all the words that their languages borrow from English. Some French people, for example, object to words like weekend and blog and email.
Will English continue to be the most important language in the world?
Probably, but the power of the USA may decline, and China and India might become the next superpowers. In 100 years from now, it's possible that we will all need to speak Chinese or Hindi. Nobody really knows.